From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The White House emphasizing the United States has made zero concessions in agreeing for face-to-face talks between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. White House insisting that Mr. Trump's surprise acceptance of a Kim invitation to meet resulted from months of preparation that involved relevant U.S. government agencies. U.S. Navy War College National Security Professor Tom Nichols on whether the Trump administration is prepared for the talks.
Talking is always better than fighting, but talking requires a lot of preparation. And there's no evidence, first of all, that there was preparation here. And second, there's nothing that the North Koreans have done to merit this except to be the rogue nation they are. Usually summits with the President of the United States are a sign of great seriousness and stature and a reward often for having good relations with the United States.
Nichols believes North Korea is setting a trap for President Trump. The relief trucks cross front lines into the rebel-held Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta in Syria and unloaded all of its food and trapped population there needing it, despite fighting the Red Cross says is coming increasingly close. Fighting between the rebels and government troops have left at least 900 civilians dead. In Kenya, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson saying the political reconciliation between President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga is a positive step. Kenyatta and Odinga met for the first time since last summer's contentious presidential election, looking for national unity. This is VOA News. United Nations warning that more than 2 million severely and acutely malnourished children in Democratic Republic of Congo are at risk, dying unless they receive urgently needed therapeutic aid. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva and how all of this happened.
Years of violence and unrest in Democratic Republic of Congo have displaced more than 4.5 million people, creating widespread poverty and hunger. The United Nations refers to the DRC as one of the world's most complex humanitarian crises. It says this catastrophic situation has worsened in recent months because of an uptick in fighting in many parts of the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Latvian Foreign Minister Edgars Rinkevičs says Russian President Vladimir Putin's recent comments on retaliating against nuclear-armed adversaries, which would inevitably lead to what he calls a global catastrophe, represent a level of animosity not seen since the early Cold War. He was speaking with VOA's Russian service. There have been negative reactions to the newly approved U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports into the United States. Reuters' Sarah Himranjani reporting.
A sharp backlash from America's Asian trading partners on Friday. That's after President Donald Trump put pen to paper and signed import tariffs on steel and aluminium into effect. Trump insists making metals within the U.S. is vital to national security. While he suggested there could be some leeway for certain countries to negotiate, Japan and South Korea are all warning of damage to U.S. relations. China produces half the world's steel, but it largely remained silent on the issue when first announced. Now Beijing says it's resolutely opposed to Trump's decision.
That is Reuters' Sarah Himranjani reporting. White House officials say President Trump will be attending the Summit of the Americas in Peru this April. Decision ends speculation that tense relations between the U.S. and some of its southern neighbors could cause Mr. Trump to skip the summit. The president had been critical of Latin American policies over drugs and trade and has vowed to crack down on illegal immigration from that region to the United States. Governor of the U.S. state of Florida, Rick Scott, has signed a far-reaching school safety bill placing new restrictions on guns, cementing its state's break with the National Rifle Association and decades of record Republican thinking on gun control in the aftermath of the recent Parkland High School attack in which 17 people were killed. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.